Okay, Rabbeisai. Today's daf is daf Pei Vav. We're holding Pei Vav Omid Aleph at the Mishnah. Okay. Halfway down the Umid, we're standing a brand new Mishnah, Rabbeisai. Zuk the Mishnah. Chayrin shoyt v'katn sheshachtu v'achayrin royin oisam. Chayv l'chasis. Beinon levein atzman patzim l'chasis. So our Mishnah ties in directly with the first Mishnah of our Masechta on daf Beis Omid Aleph, where we start off the Masechta saying that Hako Shocht and everybody can Shecht. Ushchitas and Ksheira. And the Shchita is kosher. Chutz Micheirish Shoit V'Kotten. Shem Yekalkalu Ashchitasan. No, we do not accept the Cheirish Shoit V'Kotten Shchita, because they could have been Mekalkal. After all, Acheirish, Ashoita, Akotten. However, the Mishnah continues on, V'kulon sheshachtu, all of the aforementioned, if they shechted, and the Gemara, back to the beginning of the Masechta, added on in the V'kulon a number of different pshatim, but the Pashim pshat and the pshat that includes is that Cheshet V'katan, if they shechted, V'achein Royin Oysan and others were Oymer al Gabov, they were supervising, Shchitasik Shein. Ah. So therefore, the first Mishnah Masechta told us, Cheshet V'katan, if they shechted on their own, no good. If they shechted and they were Cheirim Royin Oysan, then it is Kusha. So getting back to our Mishnah now, our Mishnah is going to apply these rules both to the din of Kisui Hadam as well as to Oysa V'yas Benoi. It's up to Mishnah. Cheshet V'katan Sheshachtu V'acheirim Royin Oysan. Oh, like the safe of the Mishnah Daf Beis, when the shchita then is considered to be a kosher shchita, chayav lechasois, then you have to go and cover. It's a regular kosher shchita. You're allowed to eat from it. Make a kisi adam. Beinol bein atzvan. However, if they shecht it on their own without anybody oimid al gabon, where the mishnah said on daf beis, not a good shchita, no good. Partum lechasois, and you don't have to do kisi adam. No shchita, no kisui. Exactly the same rules. Sheshachtu, if the chedesh shoyt v'katan shechted, v'acheim royin oyson, and others were standing on top and watching what's going on, then also lishchoyt achareim. Then you're not allowed to go and shecht the baby, the oysevi as benoy, because the first shchita was a kosher shchita, and the second shchita you're not allowed to. Chulila oysevi as benoy. Beinon lebein atzvan, however, if they were shechting on their own privately, Remeir mater lishchoit acharei, and Remeir says you're allowed to go and shecht after them. There's no oisvias benoi problem, which is consistent with the reish of the Mishnah. Since it's a beinon lebein atzmon, their shchita is worthless. She's gunish mid gunish, just like we said in the reisha potem melachasois. So Remeir, you're allowed to go and shecht benoi after the oisai. No problem, because the first shchita was not a shchita, but stam geharget as if you went and hit it over the head with a baseball bat. But notice, the Mishnah continues, v'chacham oisim, the chacham say, no, don't shecht achareim, the benoi of the oisim, yes, benoi, set. Why? Because the chacham zeitz chois are choishish, that maybe in fact it was a good shchita. And if that's the case, we have to understand why in the Reisha is there no machloikis, and why in the Sefer is there a machloikis. In the Reisha, everybody assumed that beinom lebein atzman, the shchit is so worthless, no kis edam. Don't even think about that. No kis, nothing. It's a goodish. But in the Sefer, we said that the very same cheshet v'katan shechted beinom lebein atzman, what's it in? Remeir says it's goodish, you're allowed to go and shecht. Benoi, no problem. That's totally consistent. But kim the chum, chum said, no, don't shecht the benoi, because maybe the shchita was good. If maybe the shchita was good, why don't we say in the reisha the chacham should say v'machasa? Maybe the shchita was good, and that's going to be the Gemara's kasha as soon as we start off. Why in the reisha is there no machlokes? Why in the sefer is there a machlokes? And finishes off the mishnah umoidim, but everybody agrees shem shachat. If in fact somebody shechted the second animal, the second of the set of the oisav yes benoi, Shein Esoivik said, well, we're not going to go and give him Malkus. Why are we not going to give him Malkus? So the Rashi says, our gears in the Rashi is, Tasro Asafiki. It's a Sro Asafik. I don't know whether the first Shechita was a good Shechita. I don't know if the first Shechita was not a good Shechita. Since I don't know, I cannot say Bevadois to the person shechting the second animal, don't do it, because you're going to be over on an Isur of Oisus. Maybe not. Maybe the first Shechita was fine. Therefore, tasrua safik. However, you'll notice next to the word hasruas, there's a little asterisk or an aleph or whatever you have in your gemaras, and that tells us that in fact there's another girsa, not that it's hasrua safik, but it's an aveira safik. Aveira safik means, I don't even know if he's doing an aveira. I'm going to tell him, Mister, don't go and shech the benoi, because maybe you're going to be over oisves benoi. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. So it's not a question of hasrua safik. Even if he actually did it, could be the whole thing is gunish but gunish, because the oisoi part, the one that was gishachten by the cheshet v'katan, was worthless, was gunish. If that's gunish, then he's not oiver at all. It's zero. So it's even less than asura safik. It's an avera safik. That's why kuli alma moed, you cannot go and give him malkis. Frank the Gemara, the kasha that we asked in Amish Rabbanan. Ma'ishna reisha d'loi pligi. In the reisha, the chachamim agree that if the cheder shoit v'katan shechted on their own, Potter melachasis no chiyev kisi adam. Why? Because the shechita was worthless. No shechita, no kisi. Yet in the seifa, they're pligi. The very same case, the cheder shoit v'katan shechted the first animal, says Rameir, gunish me gunish, you're allowed to go and check the benoi of the oisias. Here the chomar oisias. No, don't check. So why don't they say in the reisha also? Chayv lechaso is maishna reisha maishna seifa. Maishna reisha loy pligi maishna seifa de pligi. Everything about reisha. I amri nechayov lechasis. Amri shchita ma'al yasihi. V'osil meichel mishchita son. So if you want, I'll tell you why. The chachamim were nervous over here. If in the reisha we're going to go and be machayim, in other words, we're going to be machmir, and we're going to say, you know what? Chayshet v'katan. You're probably right, 80%, 90%, whatever the percentages are, in all likelihood, this was gunish mekudish. But maybe 10%, maybe 20%, maybe it was a good shchita after all. So, you know what? Let's go and do a kisei to be on the safe side. That chuma is going to be mevili de kula. Because all the onlookers are going to see it, they're going to say, hey, take a look, wow. Chayshet v'katan, this 10-year-old boy, he went and shechted. It must be a real good shechita, because afterwards, they did Kisi Adam too. They didn't stop over there. And this one just a rehearsal where he's just playing around. This is the real McCoy. And everybody will say, let's go and eat. You know, he did a good job. You see, and the rabbi said, oh, to Kisi Adam, must be that it's good. And therefore, we're afraid, and therefore we say, you know what? Don't do a Kisei Adam, and everybody will recognize immediately, this shechita, no. It was a pseudo shechita, and therefore they're not going to go and rely to go and eat from it. Aha, okay, makes sense. But Frank Timor Seifa Nami, then you have the same svar in the Seifa. Kivi the Kamer Rabban also lishchot. Achareyem, if you're going to see that the rabbis are going to go and say, don't check the benoi of the oisavias benoi, you know why? Because the shechita, the first one, maybe was good. Oh, the rabbis are so nervous. The first shechita was good. I'm shechita mal yasihi. Vosel mechem shechita asim. The exact same concern. If they are so machmer and they're saying, don't shecht the baby animal or the mother animal, depending whichever one was first. Then people are going to go and make that same wrong conclusion. It must have been a good shechita. If it wasn't a good shechita, why wouldn't we allow for the shechita saben? So, Timur, you really cannot compare the two. The reason why they're not shechting the second animal is not because oisves benoi. It's because it's a small shtetl of 25 Jews. One big cow is enough for the entire shtetl. Or not a big cow, because then you wouldn't be talking about kisei adam. Well, the seifa could be talking about a cow, because we're talking about oisves benoi. So, one big cow is enough. We'll wait for the benoi tomorrow, next week. You know, we don't eat that much flesh here in this shtut. So people are not automatically going to go and jump to conclusion. The reason why we didn't shech the ben today is because of the fact that it's oisves benoi. They're just saying, we didn't need any more. That's why we didn't shech all the other animals. After all, another 50 animals in the corral. Why didn't we shech all of them? We didn't need them. Zakti Mora, if that's the case, Reisha Nami Amri, then the Reisha, they can also justify, you know, the reason why the person did the Kisei Adam, not because you need a Kisei Adam. The reason is because Lenaka Chatzeru Tzarech. The reason is because if you're going to go and shecht out in the chotzer, and there's going to be a whole pool of blood, you know what's going to happen? Shortly thereafter, flies are going to come, maybe a couple of vultures will come, it's going to be schmutzig, it's going to smell, whatever. So he wants to go and do as a nikur chotzer, in other words, he wants to make it nice and pretty, so therefore he's covering it up. not for halachic reasons, but for social reasons, safety reasons, whatever. So push it, it should be nice and be geschmack. So people are not automatically going to go jump to the conclusion, oh, you see, it's kutakuto, this must be a good shchita. Zokti Yomara, you're right. However, shocha ba'ashma ma'ikula meimer. What happens in the Reisha? Since the Reisha doesn't distinguish in the cases, it just says, generally, potim l'chaseis, you're asking, like the Chacham, it should say, no, chayiv l'chaseis. What happens in a case where he didn't go and shecht in the middle of his chatzer, but he shechted right over a garbage dump? Everybody know garbage dump, by definition, is it's garbage. It smells, and it's unsightly, and all the rest. People are not concerned about putting on offer when they do a shechita over there. That's the reason why people do a shechita on the garbage dump, so that they shouldn't have to worry about the cleanliness and the sanitary nature of everything. It's on the garbage dump. So now if I see that the Cheshit Bekot went and shechted on that garbage dump, and people are going to go and do Kisei Adam, you know what people are going to go and say? They're going to go and say, oh, must be that this is good Shechita, because it wouldn't be good Shechita, why would they be doing it? Or Balim Lech Ma'ikol Meimer. What happens if they come to go and ask? What means they come to go and ask? You have over here, the Cheshit V'Katan just finished shechting, and now someone is wondering, should I go and be mechase the dam, or should I not be going mechase the dam? Zogtoch, the Bezdin says, Avadi got to be mechase the dam. So now as soon as he hears that psak from Bezdin, that you got to go be mechase the dam, it sounds like this is a real bona fide shechita. And Osi l'meichel mishchitoson, people might come and eat from that shechita. And that's the reason why in the Reisha, I understand why the Chacham say, potem l'chasois, because we're going to be mechayiv l'chasois, it's going to come l'chasois only, day michshoil, that people are going to go and say it's a kosher shechita. But Freitimar v'tamech, let's use that very same reasoning. Seifa nami balim lech ma'ikol meimer. When I'm in the very same situation, the same person that's asking about whether I need to do kisei adam says, Rabbi's ulta, tell me please, can I go and shecht the benoy of this oisves benoy? What are they going to go and say? No, you shouldn't go and do it. Oh, I shouldn't go and do it. Must be that the first shechita was a good shechita. Was a good shechita, because it wouldn't be a good shechita. So therefore, again, asil meichel mishchitasen. So Gemara goes back and forth, but the bottom line is, why is there more of a chashash in the Reisha than in the Seifa, than in the Reisha the Chacham say, better not do a kisei. People are going to make a mistake. The same thing applies in the Seifa.
Because one requires an inquiry, and the other one is just people observing.
In both cases is inquiry.
Over here, people just see it, and then they say they make an assumption.
That was what the Gemara said initially. What you're saying is perfect, but now the Gemara is concluding at the end that what happens in both cases, if a bo limlech, now the person just quickly read this Mishnah, and now we have a situation of a chedesh shoyt v'katan that did such a shechita, and he's wondering, how do I paskin? So I paskin the Reisha, the Sefer, Meir, the Chacham. He goes over to the Bezdin, and he says, Bezdin, I got a situation now, 5 minutes ago, I can even show you on the YouTube, chedesh shoyt v'katan, they went and shechted, what do I do? Do I go a kisei adam? So, say the Chacham, you know, better to go and say potem l'chaseis. Because if I tell them that you're chayiv kisei adam, you know what's going to happen? People are going to say, ooh, this must be a bona fide shechita. Look, even did a kisei adam. If that's the case, people are going to eat from the shechita, and that's not good. We don't want people to eat possible nevela from the chayiv shoyt v'katan. That's why the Mishnah says in the Reisha, potem l'chaseis. So I have the very same case in the Sefer. What the same case? Again, the same individual. Doesn't have to be his brother, his cousin. The same individual said, what about allowing for shechting oisav yes benoy? The cheshet v'katan shecht the mommy. Can we go and shecht the baby? What will the Bezdin say? No, better not. Don't go and shecht the baby. Why can't they go and shecht the baby? After all, cheshet v'katan, this is all playing. They're playing with Play-Doh. They're not doing a real shechita. If the rabbi said I shouldn't allow for a shechita, sounds like that was a good shechita. If it's a good shechita, then people are going to come lechol mishchitasen. So l'chayr you have the same cheshash when the person is asking the bezin. If they're going to go and say in the reisha, chayv l'chasis, he will derive from that it's a kosher shechita. And if we're going to go and say, don't do the oisves benai, people will derive it's a kosher shechita. So in both cases, you have the same potential. Michshal, yes, what's up to the Mendy?
I will left field answer, perhaps.
Yes, sure.
It's kumvasei, shebal tasa. Kumvasei, they don't say. Shebal tasa, they do say. By covering up, that's kumvasei.
Yeah.
That much now. Shebal tasa, that'll do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, but the Gemara says, what's the reason why the Reish and Chum don't argue, and the Sefer, they do argue. And the Gemara concludes that the reason is because of this chashash, that people, onlookers who don't know what's going on, are going to make the mistake that the first Shechita was kosher. Based on that Svara, the Chorit shouldn't make a difference whether Kum Vasei or Shev Yal Taseh, because I'm nervous that people will mistake what's going on, those that didn't learn the daf today, and they're going to go and say, it must be a kosher Shechita. So, in such cases, we have to go and make special gezeiros not to chas v'sholom come to problems. But if you really want to go further into this, if you look at the top toises, look on the first of the narrow lines. The toise says shevi al taseh b'almahu. Oh, see, toises already brings you as far as two. Baruch Hashem, ayin sham. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So now we're stuck. What's the reason why the Chum argue in the Sefer, not in the Reisha? Yishakti Gemara el Rabbanon akula milza pligi. The truth of the matter is the Chacham argue in the Reisha as well, and they say in the Reisha, Chayiv l'chasois, and we do not have this gezeira. I'm not noivis that people are going to make the mistake. So Ibazoi said, why didn't they immediately jump in the Mishnah to say Chayiv l'chasois? Because you're talking about idle mention, people with finesse, refined individual, people with derech eretz. Remeir, you have the microphone, you're giving the shir, we'll let you finish the entire shir in the Reisha and in the Sefer. Once Remeir is finished, and then the Chacham come in and they say, Remeir, we respectfully disagree. So even though they only addressed the Sefer, but they meant to refer to the entire Mishnah, and they figured that we would understand that their halacha is a chumrah both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. In the Reisha you have to be mechasa, because I'm choishish that maybe it was a good shechita after all. And the Sefer don't allow for oisur esmanai, because maybe it was a good shechita after all. So I understand the Rabbanim perfectly. After all, I don't know what the situation is with these Chedesh Shoytev Katan. Efshe Yah, Efshe Nish. Like the Mishnah said in that face. Shemo Yekalkalu Bishchitasen. Maybe there'll be Mekalkal. But maybe not. Is it 5%, 20%, 50%? Whatever it is, they might. And therefore, let's go be Machmeh. El Remeir, my time. Remeir, what's the reason why he is cholik? Why is he makel? If anything, Barry should be telling us right now. Remeir is choshish lemiuta. And since Remeir is choshish lemiuta, so even if there's only a 5% chance, 10% chance that they did a good job, but it's 5 or 10%. It's a miut. Choshish lemiuta. We should say the Reisha chayv lechasois. And Remeir should say the Sefer, chaser to go and check. Choshish lemiuta. No. Remeir considered there, he deemed their shechita, the shechita of Chesheth Vekotten, as if it happens to be a full-fledged nevela. Now the Gemara uses the expression Machayev Hoy Remeir. What means Machayev? Zhok Rashi, that if a person were to eat from their shechita, we'd give him Malkus. We would tell him, what you're eating from this treifa nevela stuff. Look at Rashi, Machayev. Machayev, there's three lines higher than Agamar. Machayev, Malkus. Desfile vadai nevela.
Ramir always doesn't want to eat meat. He's always worried about a treifa b'mokh mashchita. So he'll never, he's always choshish for nevela.
So you think he's giving every day of the week, he's giving to petch to everybody for eating?
He's saying, is, you know, you never know.
Anyway, my time. What's Saka the reason? Let's understand the mayor. Rabami. Hoyl v'roiv ma'aseyen mikul kolam. Roiv of what the things that they do is mikul kolam. After all, cheshes v'kotten, they are so feeble-minded, if you will. They don't really have enough das to understand exactly what's going on. The whole thing is just, the whole world is just out to play. It's all fake news, out to gunish magunish. And so therefore, roiv ma'aseyen mikul kolam, that's why he considers it to be an avail. Even with the svar of roiv, to go and say it's an avela and give Malkus Ishtark. We're going to get back to that in Mitzvah shortly. In the meantime, because of that roiv, Reb Meir considers this to be Gunish Mitgunish. It's only a popular Ravuna Bari Rav Yeshua. Or the Amri La Ravuna Bari Rav Yeshua Rav Papa. Okay. The question is, did Rav Papa speak to Ravuna? Ravuna speak to Rav Papa. My Iri Roiv. I don't even know why we have to talk about roiv. Afilu Miyat Nami Dor Reb Meir Chayish Lemiyutza. Okay, so because chayish lemiuta doesn't mean automatically that we assume that the shechita was nothing. But smoich miuta lechazaka v'isle ruba. L'chayyah, just go and take the fact that miut, let's assume for a moment, that miut of the cheshet of a cotton mikul cotton, not roiv, miut. Now add to that the chazaka. What's the chazaka? Chazaka that this animal until the shechita was non-kosher. Why? It was becheskas iser aver minachai. Okay, so you couldn't eat it until not a chazaka, you couldn't eat it. Now the cheshet v'katan did what they did. A miut of these cheshet v'katans don't know what they're doing, and it's terrible. So now smoich miut l'chazaka, and automatically isle ruba. So I don't need to come on to roiv maseh mikul kolam, even miut maseh mikul kolam, if you add the roiv. Now you're adding, you're saying to me, where do we find this that you go and add a miut together with a chazaka and it spoils the roiv? Yeah. Titnan. We have a Mishnah. Tinik shenim tzum biyat mitzada isa. You have a tinik who is there in the kitchen watching how mommy or the baker is putting together this wonderful batter to go and bake chalas or bread or cake or whatever. Ubatzik biyaday. And guess what the tinik has in his hands? He has some of that batter, some of that dough. How did he get there? Oh, must be he must have touched it. Remeir mitayr v'chom mitamin. Remeir is mitayr, and he says that the entire isa is tahar. The chom say it's tamei. What's the reason why the Chum say it's tamim? And they should darkei shel tinik letapeach. What does that mean? Shadak shel tinik letapeach. Bottom Rashi, darkei shel tinik letapeach. Yoda bi ashboys. A tinik wants to play after he's exhausted all of his toys in 3 minutes. What is he going to do now? He's going to go over to the ashba. And what do you think is in the ashba? You have all types of shirots and mitzuyin sham. Because when you have a public dump place, avada the shirotsim are going to get there, and they're going to be dead shirotsim there too. And he touched one of those shirotsim. The timei asa'isa. I know for sure he was matam the isha shana roim shanogava. I see the botzik in his hands, so I put two and two together. Botzik in his hands, and I know the derech of tinoikis is to go and play in the ashram with shirotsim. So he's probably tamei. The gachamim that the whole isa is tamei. Why does a mayor hold its
tarbarina? I would expect Rameyah to be the one to be mokash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the Morris Kasha. For me, in my time, it's Rameyah. Kasav arroiv tenoikis mitapchin. Tak, most tenoikis do. Oh, we're not finished yet. Roiv the tenoikis am mitapeach taka in the ashba and in the shrotzen. So if you stop over there, Rameyah should hold it its tummy. However, miyat ain't mitapchin. But there's 10%, 20%, 30% that are not mitapeach. Or it doesn't have to be 10, 20% of tenoikis. It could be 10 or 20% of the time the tenoikis are not mitapeach because that day he was lazy or that day he was busy with his whatever he was playing with, and therefore he didn't go to the ashba that day. So miyat ain't mitapchin. The isa zubachas is taharoi medes. After all, until this point, the isa was totally tar until the child put his hand in. And therefore, we're going to go mitzarif. Smoich miyuta lechazaka. We're going to take the miyut of the tenoikis who are metapchin that are tamei. We're going to add it to the chazaka of the fact that this isa was tar until now. The isra leruba, and that's going to undo the right. So if that's the case, so just
we're taking the miyut of the
children
who are tamei or tar. They're
who are not.
Tamei, not
tamei,
okay.
Not tamei. Why they're not tamei? Because roiv of them are mitapeach, and miut of them are not mitapeach.
I hear the not.
No problem. And the not is with an N, not with a K.
I understand.
Yeah, good. Anyway, so, again, the last line of the Omid Aleph, roiv tenoikis mitapeach. Roiv tenoikis put their fingers into the shrotim, and then they put their hands into the isa, and therefore, if you go bust a roiv alone, it will be tamei. However, there's a miut, there's 10, 20%, 30% that did not go and touch the ashva and the shrotim. He certainly touched the butzik, because he has butzik in his head. But there's a 20, 30% chance that he didn't touch the shrotim. And besides, that I have a chazaka on this isa that it was taught. So I'm going to take the miut, I'm going to add it to the chazaka, it's going to undermine the roiv, and therefore I'm going to assume that it's tahar. So say the same thing over here. Even though roiv tenoikis maybe don't do a good job in their shechita, but maybe even miut do, take that miut, add it to the previous fact that it was an eivah minachai, and go and say, eivah minachai until now there was chazaka that it was not kosher. Add the miut of the children that don't know what they're doing, and therefore add that miut to the chazaka, and that's why Rameyer says it's an avela, shizgunish mitgunish. No, so you don't have to say the reason is because roiv maseh mikul kolam. Even if it was only miut maseh mikul kolam, add that miut to the chazaka, and based on that, say that the shechita was no good. Everything more. Imam Rusafik tumul atayr, Yer Rusafik isur lihatir. What the Gemara is saying is that how can you compare the two separate cases? The case that we're talking about, Tumah, worst comes to worst comes to worst, what you did was, you're having people that normally are makbet to eat their chulim b'tahara, and instead of eating the chulim b'tahara, unfortunately eating it b'tumah. Why? Because maybe, in fact, this sheretz did touch the shrotzim, and therefore this batter, in fact, is tameh. No! Senishka gutezach to go and eat tumah, but it's not the end of the world. However, to go and say, based on the fact that some kids happen to be know what they're doing, and you have a chazakah of the original behemoth that was Eivim Menachai, you have a Sufik Isser Lahater. Here we're talking about Sufik Isurim. Sufik Isser is much, much, much worse. And so therefore, I tell you that Roy Masay Mikukolim. Don't go and say, take the Miat and the chazakah and undermine the Roiv. Don't go and play with Isser Lahater. You gotta go and be Machmir.
Why are we attaching the mir to the chazak? Why don't we attach the rove to the chazaka? The you know, it's a choice to take the mir and attach to the chazaka. If you have a rove and a chazaka, you have like you know belt and suspenders. That it's us, sir.
Good. Let's address your point in a moment. Please let's look at the Rashi for a short moment. Okay. Rashi top line umishani im omru sofik tumah latar al yedei chazaka umiyat. It went starve the two, and therefore we say it's tar. Yem sofik isel hatik hilkach ilav deroy masay mikul kolim de ikaruba vechazaka loy hayem matel lishchet achareim to the mayor chayish lemiuta b'shema yafa shachtu. Says the mayor, I'm chayish lemiuta. Maybe they did shecht well after all. So don't go and be mitzdarif the chazaka together with a miyat to go and undermine the roiv. I am concerned that maybe, in fact, all of this was no good. Since it was no good, I cannot allow for the eating of this meat, and I'm not mechayiv any kisei adam, and I'm not mechayiv on oisiv espanoi. I'm going to assume as is gunish med gunish. But don't we have a problem still according to Rameh? The Gemara said that Rameh is mechayiv al shchita mishum nevela. It's mamish nevela. How could it be mechayiv mishum nevela? Since Rameh is always the one that spearheads this chayish lemiyuta, isn't there at least a 5 or 10 or 20% chance that it was kosher after all? And so therefore, yom mitzav lechazaka, nish mitzav lechazaka, roiv, miyut. But bottom line is, there's got to be at least a few percentage points that this is kosher. Why would Rameh be mechayiv all the way to give Malkis? So if you look at the Toises on the Amud Aleph, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, you look at the second Toises, look 7 lines before the end of the Toises, 7 lines before the end. Vim Toima, the Afal Gav the Roy Masay Mikukolim, even though Roy Vav the Masay Mikukol, and that's why the mayor says it's straight. We come Mokar and Mayor, Kim the Chayish Lamiyuta, and my Loki Mishum the Vela, how do we go and give him Malkis? But my Mutta Lishkarach Rey, is after all 5-10%? You never know! So how can you go and give a person Malkis?
Malkis when you have a chashash.
Exactly. And as well as how can you go and say, sure, go and check another Oisiv Espanoi. Maybe the shechita of the mother was good. The Yishloima. This is a very important rule for a mayor. The smoich chazaka l'roiv mikul kolim. We're talking going to add the chazaka, not to the miyit, but to the roiv. V'havli mi'uta de misukanim. Mi'uta de mi'uta. De mi'uta le'chayish Rameh. Even Rameh that is chayish le'mi'uta, if it's a substantial meat, if you're talking about twice 25%, 20%, 15%, but if you're getting down to 3% or 2%, small little, even single a mayor, digits. Single Rameh. Digits,
that
even a mayor holds it not choishel meat.
Don't see Rameh.
Sorry?
That is
Rameh. That's a Rameh. So every time you see throughout Shas, and every time you hear Barry Owen saying that Rameh is chayish lemiyuta, you always have to add a parenthesis, but that's only if it's a distinct, it's a choshev miyut, not if it's a miyuta de miyuta, then even Rameh agrees. Nah, that's shanishi.
Why don't you think there's some of chazaka, but he's adding on that point.
Right.
That is, in other words, it's just not, what makes it the miyuta is also the chazaka that it's.
Absolutely.
Eivor min achai.
Exactly.
So it's Tosfos is adding another element. It's not just the single-digit percentages.
How does it become a single-digit percentage? It's not that in Shechita 95% of the Sinoikis or the Cheshed of God don't know how to Shecht and 5% do. It's therefore it's single-digit. It's the combination of the Roiv don't know how to Shecht together with the fact that there's a Chazaka that this happens to be Treif or it's Eiv Menachai. So go and add the Eiv Menachai, which is 100% until the Shechita. You add to that the 75-80%, and that takes the 75-80% and makes it into 95%, and now we're down to
95%
trave. 95%
trave. Us, sir.
It becomes muted to muted.
Right.
For me, the probability. The percentage.
Yeah.
If you say there's a difference between 40% and 3%, then you shouldn't have anything about majority and minority. 50%,
you see,
and that's it.
It's Roiv against me. It's
40 and 3%.
So you hold like a chachamim.
Exactly.
It's either majority or minority. There's no. It's black and white.
Guess what? That's what the chum holds. Exactly like Barry is saying. But the mayor says I'm chayish lemiuta. But he's only chayish to a substantial miut, not to an irrelevant, unsubstantial miut, insubstantial in the case of being merging the chazaka together with the Roiv. And even though Rashi doesn't say that as clearly as Tosis, but the same Rashi which we just learned, Rashi also says, Nochem, third line, Hilkach ilav deroiv masei mikukalim, dekaruba and chazaka together, loyhoyamata lishchad achareim, tremeya chayish lamiuta b'shem yofa shachtu. So bottom line is, we're not going to allow a person to go and eat from it. However, there won't be a chiyuv of kisei adam, as well as we won't have a problem of oisus benoi, even though Rameir is choshet hamiyuta, but not in the face of ruba v'chazaka, which adds up to that the miut is a miyuta de miyuta, not stama miyut. Fascinating gemara, but now the question is, how do we paskin la'alacha? Hoyre Rebbe k'Rameir, hoyre Rebbe k'chacham. Rebbe paskin like both. Now obviously he could not paskin like both simultaneously, because it's one or the other. What does Uri say? It's black and white. You can't go and say, I both agree with a black and with a white. It's got to be one or the other. So the Gemara is now telling us parenthetically, it must be that one of the psakim was initially, and then ultimately Rebbe changed his mind. Okay, so then if he changed his mind, I want to know what the final psak was. Hai minayu dachrita, which one was said second? Was it the Kirameyah, which was number two, or Kechacham, which was number two? It's Toshima. The Reb Abba Bereid, Reb Chia Barabba, Reb Abba, and Reb Zera, have a Kaimi B'shuk of the Kisri, they were standing in the Shuk of Kisri, a Piskul de Bein Midrasha. The Bes Medrash over there was next to the Shuk of Kisri, and they were standing outside. Nofik Reb Ami. Reb Ami, who left the Bes Medrash Ashkechinu and saw the two standing outside, Omalahu, and he kind of scolded them in a nice way. Lava minulahu, haven't I told you? Be'idim be'midrasha, when the oilam is learning gishmak inside the besmedish, loitakim avro, you shouldn't be standing outside. Dilma ikka inish to mitzdarchale shmaita. Maybe they're going to have a psashver akasha, psarabikiva ayyaz akasha, ashver rambam, ashver teshvis, vasle trude. And they're going to become torahed and won't know the answer. And you two great chachamim, Reb Zeir and Reb Abba, it's a shame that you should be standing outside. If both of you go in, you'll be able to answer probably 95% of the alakashas. So after Reb Ami said that, Reb Zeir took these words to heart and he went into Bismedish. Reb Abba loyal, Reb Abba stood outside and ultimately he left because he had nobody to talk to, so he went home or wherever. And now they're in Bismedish. And remember, Reb Zeira has joined them now in Bismedish. And they're asking our Gemara, they were learning today's daf, this goes quite a few machzorim ago, and they're saying in today's daf, which one did Rebbe paskin at the end? Was it like Reb Meir or like the Chachamim? So now, who do they turn to? They turn to Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had just come in from the outside. Amalahu, Reb Zeira says, unfortunately, I don't know the answer. Lishefkusin lead ishaili lesaba. It's a shame. When I was outside, I didn't know that you were going to ask this question. Because had I known, I could have asked Reb Abba, who was standing together with me. Now you're saying to yourself, why would Reb Abba know? Because Dilma Shmiel Me'avua, he might have heard from his father, and that's why the Gemara said it was Reb Abba, the son of Reb Chia Bar Abba. So Vus is, he may have heard it from his father. Vavua might have heard it Minei de Reb Yoichanan. Now, why do you say so? Because Reb Chia Bar Abba had a beautiful minig. We should all have this minig. Reb Chia Bar Abba called Losin Yoimin Kamahad Talmudei Kamed Reb Yoichanan. Every 30 days, he went through Gan Shas and Gan Poskim and everything in front of Reb Yoichanan. Whatever he had learned by Reb Yoichanan, he did a chazara every day, every 30 days, and he would repeat it in front of Reb Yoichanan. And Reb Yoichanan would have corrected him and told him, here the halacha is like Reb Meir, here's the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, and here's the halacha like Reb Lezer, like Reb Shimon, like Reb Gamliel, etc., etc. And so therefore, if we would have been Zoche, Reb Abba would have still been here, or if I would have known that you're going to ask the Shaila, I could have asked him whilst he was still standing outside. Now it's too late, he went home. I don't know, maybe he didn't go home, maybe he went to another mismanage. Anyway, so bottom line is, Reb Zeira says, I am powerless to answer the question. Okay. Very interesting story, but my have a look. But bottom line is, what did Rebbe Paskin Machrita? Zark the Gemara, Toshema, the Shalach Reb Lozer Legoyle. Reb Lozer sent the following message to Golus, in other words, to outside Eretz Yisrael. Hoy Rebbe Kerameir, Rebbe Paskin like Rameir. That's all he said. Frey Timora, Vorke Rabbanan Ami Oyri. Didn't we say before in the Gemara that Rebbe also Paskin Grabbanan? Elav Shmamina, by the fact that Reb Lozer sent in kind of telegraphic style, just those two, three words, Hoyer Rebbe Keremeir, period, Lav Shmamina Dachrita Shmamina, Reb Lozer figured, what do I have to go through the history? Now, last year, you passed the Zohar, he just told, bottom line is, you're not interested in what happened historically, that he changed his mind, why he changed his mind, when he changed his mind. Bottom line is Rebbe Paskin like Rameir, and so therefore the Chedesh Shoyte V'Kotten's Shchita on their own is worthless. You don't have to do Kisei Adam, and you're allowed to go in Shecht, O Yisiv Yes
B'Noi. When you said yesterday the whole question of whether Shchita Ruya or not, the Rebbe, the day before Rebbe changed, because he learned a certain Lumunim like Rebbe Shimon, so does that still come into play here?
Is this
well?
A Shchita? If it's a Chedesh Shoyte V'Kotten, is it even a Shchita?
The
case is you're talking about is a shechita she'ein ru'uya.
Right.
She'ein ru'uya is you can't go and eat from the shechita.
Right.
So we had a machloek, the mayor and Reb Shimon. But if we go to the end of the Mishnah said, ha'shoich v'nisnab l'biyodoy, then everybody agrees, potem alachasais. And if a person shechted and it became a nevela during the shechita, where's the machloek? Because machloek is only if there was an external factor. External factor was he shechted, the shechita was perfect, but the animal never was a treif. Shechita was perfect, he had shechted for avodah zara. It was perfect, but he shechted chulin inside the azara. So on and so forth. The shechita was perfect. The question is, these external factors, does that undermine the shechita? Now, machloek is Rameir Rabbanan, Rameir and Reb Shimon, both in the case of Kisei Adam and Ois Vespanai. However, if the shechita was no good, he did a shehiyah, he did a hadrasa, he did a
ikur,
any one of those bad things, and the whole shechita is undermined. So now the cheshed v'kon shechita is it a shechita? Not a shechita. You have to be choshish. Bottom line is, we say like Rameir that it's worthless. Zok the Mishnah Vaitem. We have a Gishmak Aloch of Kisei Adam. It says in the Pasuk, Ish Mabdei Yisrael Meregera Garba Seichoma Sheyotzud Tzeid Chaya Oy Oifa Sher Yeyochel V'Shofach Ezdomoy V'Chiso Ba'ofar. If you shechted a Chaya or Oif, Zoktun to the Mishnah, what happens if a person was having a very good day, it was a Shlachtos, and they had to go and supply a Gantz Chasanis, Shochen Meir Chayas B'Mokim Echad. He went and shechted 100 Chayas. Kisei Echad L'Kulam. He doesn't have to do a separate kisei of each one. He can shecht all of them and do one kisei afterwards for all of them to one major cover-up. Doesn't have to go and do separate.
Near L'Echad, near L'Meah.
What does I? Not only Meah Chai, same thing applies to Meah Oivois B'Mokim Echad. He finished shechting 100 chickens, kisei Echad L'Kulam. And someone told me yesterday, someone that... he was Howie Grossman told me that his son is learned Hilchos Shechita, and he went to, I think he said, to Empire, and he saw over there that they shecht, well imagine, massive quantities, and they have all the blood dripping out from the Shechita's office. They don't go in between each Shechita, Kisei Adam, Kisei Adam, Kisei Adam. They wait until they did 100 or 1,000 or whatever it is. All the blood has come together in one place, and they go and put on top of that the offer, Rakai Mashremar, Unzera Mishnah. Anyway, continuing our Mishnah, Chayiv Oif Mokim Echad, Kisei Echad L'Chulon. The same thing applies not only Meir Chayis or Meir Oifis. Chayis and Oifis together, all to the same thing, one Kisei L'Chulon, like it says in the Pasuk. If you go and do Tzeit Chayi Oif Oif, then Kisei Obafer. So you can go and mix and match the blood of the Chayim and the Oif and go and do a cover up for both of them together. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shochet Chaya, Yechasena, Viachach, Yishchot Esa Oif. So Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the final halach of the Mishnah. He agrees with the beginning of the Mishnah. 100 Chayas, 1 Kisei. 100 Oifis, 1 Kisei. Doing Chay V'Oif, don't do 1 Kisei after you finish with the Chaya. Do the Kisei Adam of the Chaya. After you finish with the Oif, you do the Kisei Adam of the Oif.
Well, Hells is 2 separate, not same halacha.
He clearly holds that there's a kisei adam that applies to both, but he holds that you can't do one kisei for the two together. You have to do separate. Now the question is why, and that's the Gemara we learned from the pasuk. Turn it about. It says in the pasuk, Ashiyotzet Chaya Chaya kol mashma. The word chaya by definition means not just one chaya, but even many chayas. And therefore, when it says in the pasuk chaya bein meruba bein muatas, in other words, the English equivalent, if you're talking about fish, if you go and buy one fish or you buy 100 fish, do you say I bought 100 fishes? If you would say 100 fishes, most people would correct you. There would be a mute, and Barry would say Ramei Choshtu Muta, but most people would correct you and say, no, you don't say multiple fishes.
A plural noun.
And what neighborhood you live in.
That's exactly right.
The ways where they wouldn't correct you at all.
Okay, very good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says that the word Chaya, one Chaya and 100 Chaya, all called, the word Chaya applies both to the singular as well as to the multiple. Just like fish and fish. So Chaya kol mashma, when it says in the Pasuk Chaya, it's Chaya beimeru beimuatis, one Chaya or 100 Chayas. Same thing the word Oif. Kol, do you say fowls or do you say fowl? I guess if you threw a bunch of fowls, then you would go and say an S at the end. But if you went and shechted a whole bunch of fowl, you don't say, no, you I shechted fowls, right? You say shechted fowls. Right, without an S at the end. So the same thing over here. Oif, kol mashma. The word oif is mashma, even many. Oif be meruba be muat. And therefore, says the Gemara Mikan Amru, Shachat mei achayis v'mokim mechad kisi echad lekulad. Mei oif v'mokim mechad kisi echad lekulad. And similarly, chay v'oif v'mokim mechad also kisi echad lekulad. The Torah says, chay oif, many chayis, many oifis, everything together, one big happy family, the one kisi of everything. That's the makor of the Tanakh. It doesn't say chaya vi oif. It says chaya oi oif. Chaya oi oif sounds like we're dividing up between the two separate categories. You do a kisa for the chaya and you do the kisa for the oif, but never the twain shall meet. As they jog to Yehuda, Amr like the Chama now answering, but they give an answer which the Chayra are apples and oranges. Amrulai, how do you? I have another pasuk. Ki nefesh kol baser domi ben afshe hu. No. So what does it say in that pasuk about chayis, about oifis, together, separate? Shteinish garnish. My kam hadule. I don't understand. They say chaya oif means separate chayis and separate oifis. And what the Chama answered? Chama said, oh, there's a theory of relativity. Let me explain to you. We need Einstein here. He's unfortunately couldn't make it today. But how do you, he would have explained. Who's theory of relativity? We're talking about chaya oif. Guys, mezon kol nefesh kol basa dom benafshi hu. What's the answer? We have to add a couple of lines of text in this dialogue. That first the Chacham said to him, I oi mi boy leva chalik. Don't say that chaya oi oif comes to tell you. Do kisei for chaya separately, and do a kisei for oif separately. The Torah had to say oi oif and not chaya vi oif, because if it would say chaya vi oif, what would people say? That you only have to do a kisei adam when you shecht them both together. If you only shecht a chaya, no kisei adam. After all, behemoth you don't do a kisei adam. So I would say chayis you don't do a kisei adam, oifis you don't do a kisei adam. If you do a chay but oif together, so that's why I need the oi lechalik. So how can you go and use that oi to go and tell you do separate kisuyim? Rabbi Yehuda lechalik midomin afka. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't need the oi to be machalik because I have already the domoi. Besides the domoi, because the pasuk continues on. Asheyotzu tzeir chaya oi oif ashei yachel v'shofach es domoi. So if it would say chaya vi oif, and then it's a v'shofach es domoi instead of v'shofach es domom, I would know domoi means one out of the two. So I would already know to be machalik based on domoi. I don't need the oi. So what does the oi come to tell you? Two separate kisei for chaya, two separate kisei for oifis. Rabbanon, even the word domai tuva mashma, not only is chaya plural and oif is plural, domai is also plural. Where do you see domai is plural? Tichsiv ki nefesh kol basar, all basar, all many, many chayas, many animals, many. Domi ben afshihu. What's domi ben afshihu? She dombom ben afshihu. Haim. It's a chasim in that the word domi can also be used in a plural form. So I would say, chaya, vi oif, domai, I would say, plural, 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 down the line. That's why I need the oi to go and tell you, shecht, either a chaya or an oif, you're mechuyiv and kisei adam, but you can go and check, according to the Chachamim, you can do the kisei together, not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say do the kisei sequentially, he says do the shechita separately.
Okay.
I mean, so is he actually requiring you to avoid this, to even not even shecht? Because you can't have two shechtim shechting side
by side. Let's look at the, you're focusing.
What?
Let's look at the Lashon of Mishnah clearly. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer.
Right.
Shochet Chaya
Yechasena.
Yechasena. V'yacha Yishchere Oif. And then parenthetically, and Yechasena. So he's saying, Shechtem separately and do Kisidam separately. Why is he saying Shechtem separately? Because if you're going to Shecht them both in the same place,
you're going to come to do the Kisidam simultaneously.
Right. So therefore, do your Shechita, finish off to a Kisid, do a new Shechita, and do a new Kisid.
Practically, what you were saying about Howard Grossman was saying, because when I saw Shechita in Mei Sharm where they did
Kapparas,
they put the oaf inside this little funnel area.
Correct.
And the blood then collects. I didn't see him do Kisui Adam because they collected the blood.
I got a 40 generally speaking Erev Kippur, so they have Shochtim active when you're doing Kapparas. There's a long line and exactly as you describe it, they have like a metal thing to give a shecht, and they put like a metal thing where clouds around a little bit, and the blood comes out, and you take then, they have so offer ready for you.
Just dump it.
The offer is ready on the ground because it's cement, I assume. And you put, and you make the brachah, you the offer, and you put it on. Everybody does it. So,
okay.
You didn't see it.
The shachas is there. They don't collect it. I would think they'd want to collect the blood, use it for fertilizer, do this, that. You're saying it's all just poured on the ground and then washed down into the.
What they do with it afterwards, I have no idea. I can just, and I haven't seen this Kisei Adam. I can only tell you, I was in a Schlachtois with a Shechted Behemoth. I wasn't in a Schlachtois with a Shechted Oifus.
No Kisei Adam.
Therefore, there's no Kisei Adam. But I'm telling you how he said the name of his son, that his son said he was an empire, where they shecht huge amounts of Oifus. And then after they shecht 100 or 1,000, whatever, you have all the blood coming together in one large vat or whatever, and then they put the kisei adam at that time.
It's on the vat. It's on offer. The blood goes on the offer.
The blood is in a vat, and they put dirt on top of it.
No.
A funnel, not a vat. A funnel.
That goes over an area of dirt. The blood goes on the dirt, and then they cover all the blood.
But you have a flow of blood, then they wash it down, and when it doesn't sound...
Eventually,
after they cover it, they eventually wash it away.
They wash everything away after it's come out.
Or maybe they sell the fertilizer. Who knows? Anyway,
EPA is covered.
EPA, yes, and also the feta behind the pizza. Okay, let me get right to the Gemara. It's fifth line of the wide lines. Amar Reb Chanina, Moida Rabbi Yehuda inyan bracha she'enem varech ele bracha achas. Even though Rabbi Yehuda said you do separate kisuyim, you only make one bracha. Now, what bracha are we talking about? You would think a bracha on the kisui hadam. That's not the way Rashi learned. Rashi learns we're talking about the bracha on the shechita. In other words, you shecht. If you keep on shechting and shechting and shechting, you only have to make one bracha of shechita at the very beginning. You don't have to do a separate bracha each time you shecht. You shecht the first animal or the first oif or the first tzvi. You shecht the second one and the third one and the fourth one. Your first bracha is yoitza, all of them. But if you make a hafsik, then you have to make a new bracha. The question is, in the case of the kisui that's separated between the first bracha, in other words, you did a shechita, you made a bracha, shechita, you did a kisui, now you're up to the next shechita, do you have to make a new bracha, maybe the kisui adam? This is only a shad according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbanan, you never have to do that kisui adam between the first shechita and the second. Just keep on shechting as many trees and many chayes and many chayes and many trees and many oifos, whatever, in whatever order you want. When you're done, do one large kisui. But since Rabbi Yehuda says that for every chaya, you cannot mix it with the oifos, as soon as you finish your first chay or your 20 chay, you got a separate kisui, so maybe I'd have to make a new bracha. No, you don't have to make multiple brachas. One bracha is enough. Amri Ravina l'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava. The Amri l'Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava l'Rav Ashi. Maishno mi Talmid d'Rav. What about that famous story about the Talmidim of Rav that were eating a seuda, and now it's at the end of the seuda, and they're getting ready to bench? The Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, Talmid d'Rav, have Yasmi seuda. So they were sitting together the seuda. Koy Malayu, Rav Yevesava. Rav Yevesava was their waiter, so to speak. He was the one that was tending to their needs. And Omrulei, and they said to him, Hav Librich. let's go and bring the kosher brucha. Let's bring the maim achronim. Lama guy bencher. Rabbi Yisai Nevorich. Yeah, but Rabbi Yisai will bench. Hard the omrule, and then a minute later they changed their mind to say, you know what? We're still a little bit thirsty. Have lishti. Can you bring a little bit more wine to go and drink before benching? Amr Vyevisava. Vyevisava was not a posh at a waiter. He said, Hachi Amarav, didn't you remember in the Rebbe, the Haile Garav said, Kim de Omer, have livrech. Once you say, Rabbi say, we're getting ready to bench, it's a leila mishti, chamra mekenshinish drinking, and you're saying we want to go and drink. So, says the Gemara, let's now try to draw a parallel. Hachanami, Kim de Itba leila kisui, since you're telling the person, stop shchita. You gotta do the kisei adam for the chai. Don't even think about shechting the oif now. Do your kisei first. Why don't you go and say yechayv leila bracha? That's also like a hefsek. And we should go and say that if you want to go and shecht. Now the second, the oif, you have to make a separate bracha. Look at the list. Rashi, there's two Rashis. Kim the Omer Rav Livrech, Zuk Rashi. Gal Yebedate de Gomer Sudasa. He's showing, I finished my Suda. The also Lishtois, and you're not allowed to drink at Chiavorech Lafonot. Shein Mitzterefes Lasuda Rishoina. This is like a brand new Suda. Once you said, we're ready to bench, the old Suda is over, and you can't go and drink unless you would make a new bracha. It's Kim the Ippel Kisi, same thing over here. Hafsaki Melishchoit, since you have to make a separate Kisi between the Chai and the Oibiz Hafsik. Why did you go and say Chayv Leibe Brocha Azoy Freitem? Everything in Maradik parallel is not 100%. Hachi Hashta, I can distinguish between the two cases. Hossam, the case of Mishta Uvruchi, Bahadi Adori Leyefsha. It's impossible to go in both bench and to go and drink new wine at the same time. You're either benching or you're drinking, but it's not the same thing. Ha'acha, in the case of whoever of Shechita and Kisui, after the Shachim Bechada, or Mechzim Bechada, you could theoretically do Shechita with one hand, and you can go and do Kisui Adam with the other hand. Nobody's recommending it. It just means to say that it's not an absolute 100% contradiction in terms between one and the other. Drinking and benching, those two don't work together.
If you have a
Shechita and Kisui could theoretically work together. Let's look at the top Rashi and then we'll address any questions. Exactly, our unit. Mishta ubruch baridori liyav shezok Rashi. Hilkach. Ki omer hav livreich nosnu datam livseik milishtois. Obviously they're saying, we're done eating and drinking, we're going to bench. Even though he knows I have to be mechasa the dam of the chaya before he's going to shecht the oif, it's not as if he said, okay, I'm going to put my apron away, I'm not going to go and do shechita now. He knows he's going to. Even once he's doing the kisui, it's this man shechita. After theoretically, the shachet bechode yode, mechzi bechode yode. So therefore, there was never any real hefsik. He's still in the shechita mode. He takes a short break to do the kisui, but he's back to the shechita. He has that in mind the whole time, as opposed to drinking and ending a suda. Once you see ending a suda, means I'm not eating or drinking anymore. To start drinking again, that would be a real contradiction.
There's a separate bracha on kisui adam.
There is a separate bracha on kisui adam, but Agmar doesn't address it.
If three people are benching together,
look at the bottom choices on paper of a mitzvah.
Isn't one mitzvah total?
It's three kol lemishdami.
Isn't that a hefsek?
What
he does? It's not only is he covering it, so he's also making another bracha.
That's why you have a substantial choices over here, and he disagrees in certain respects with Rashi, and he says the bracha on the shechita and the bracha on the kisui. Yes.